just two people's deaths, how they had lived, what they had suffered, and what there is between a man and woman, and in which darkness it can best be proved. Such themes were inevitable, for her discovery of her woman's voice in poetry was meshed to her discovery of Ireland. She had left that home at the age of 6, when her diplomat father was posted to London and then New York. When at 14 she returned, she did not know the secret language of the country, especially of Dublin, which she grew to love. As a woman, she saluted Anna Liffey as the river rose in the hills above her house, flowing through black peat and bracken, then claiming and retelling the city for her, putting the pieces together as she went on trying to. Ireland, though, could still disappoint her. In 1991, when the monumental Field Day anthology of Irish writing came out, she was one of only 3 contemporary women poets included. Furious, she fired up her campaign for women to be noticed and, through poetry workshops, for poetry to be extended to all who had no voices. After 1996, a professorship at Stanford, alternating with trips home, allowed her to check on progress from abroad. By the 21st century, to her delight, women poets were flourishing in Ireland, and 2 new Field Day volumes were devoted to women's writing. Though she never liked to take credit, she had been a voice and a constant encouragement. She had changed the conversation. Make of a nation what you will. Make of the past what you can. There is now a woman in a doorway. It has taken me all my strength to do this.